You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome into the gym class here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard today. Scott Udash with you from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass once again today. Mark Dukes joining me in just a couple of moments from the southwest side. Good show for you. We'll have our topic coming up for you today. Our first Friday topic of the spring-summer, even though it's not a real spring-feeling day today. But we'll have our topic, which will include what sports career that was cut short or limited due to injury would you like to have seen injury free? We'll talk about that with you coming up in a little bit. The news of the day as well. We'll look ahead to the weekend in sports. All that coming up here on the program as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Phone lines, again, same number, 319-366-1600. Coming your way on this Friday on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well as we get into the weekend that is coming up here upon us. Some people already getting the weekend underway in some aspects out there. It's 6 minutes past the hour of three. We'll get into our topic coming up in about 25 minutes or so, 25 minutes right in there, as we'll kick that around with you in just a little bit. But we bring in Mark Dukes today from his home on the southwest side, back porch anyway. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott, everyone. Man, as a Chiefs fan, you got to be popping your buttons right now.
Yeah, I think the draft started early, Mark. The draft is underway. In case you missed it, and that was one of the things we were going to talk about, but the Kansas City Chiefs pulling the trigger on a trade about 90 minutes ago. And I think that the Hunt family and everyone else a little bit upset still that Patrick Mahomes was running for his life in the Super Bowl back in Tampa in early February, because they've basically revamped the offensive line as far as the Kansas City Chiefs are concerned, and that includes a pretty big trade earlier on today as the Chiefs get Orlando Brown, the Pro Bowl offensive tackle from the Baltimore Ravens. He goes from the Ravens to the Chiefs, presumably as the next left tackle, protecting the backside and blind side of Patrick Mahomes. The Ravens get a 2021, the Chiefs' first-round draft choice, which is all the way down at number 31, of course. Third-round pick this year, a fourth-round pick this year, and a fifth-rounder in the 2022 draft. Kansas City will get Orlando Brown. Chiefs get the Ravens' second-round pick, so they'll have a couple there. And next year's sixth-round draft choice as far as Orlando Brown is concerned. So the Chiefs pick up a new center, former Hawkeye Austin Blythe in there, a new guard off the free agency from the New England Patriots, and now a brand-new tackle as far as the Chiefs are concerned, as Orlando Brown will get ready to come in. Joe Thuney coming in from New England, as I mentioned. Blythe coming in. Duvernay-Tardif. Doc is coming back next year, according to all indications, who was a starter in 2018 and 2019 at right tackle for the Chiefs before he sat out last year, concentrating on his medical career. He is a practicing physician in Canada and helped out with the pandemic last year. He will be back. So it's basically going to be five new faces on the offensive line protecting Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a big trade for a big man. Brown is 6'8", 345. You recall he played at Oklahoma. I think it was only a third round draft pick at the time, but has blossomed in his 4 years, two-time Pro Bowler, as you mentioned. I don't know why the Ravens are doing this, other than the fact that this is the last year of Brown's contract, and perhaps they're fearful they're going to have to pony up a ton of money. The Chiefs, as I understand, are going to allow Brown to play out that final year of his contract and then apparently address what may be the rest of his time in Kansas City. But Brown turns 25 next week. He's got a lot of good years ahead of him, and if the Chiefs can or decide to lock him up for a while, that's huge.
Do not be surprised as well. 319-366-1600, Chiefs fans, if you'd like to weigh in. Do not be surprised as well. The Chiefs have been known to make several trades and move up as far as a draft is concerned. This is basically their number one draft choice right now. They are going to take Orlando Brown as their number one draft choice. The new offensive line, I forgot about your guy Kyle Long, too. I'm sorry, Mark. Left to right, the Chiefs are going to have Orlando Brown, Joe Thuney, Austin Blythe, Kyle Long, and the return of Duvernay-Tardif on the right side at tackle for Kansas City. So five new starters for the Chiefs next year, and Patrick Mahomes. When you throw the money at Patrick Mahomes that the Chiefs threw at Patrick, you better keep him upright. And that's exactly what Kansas City is. That's what they're electing to do right now.
No doubt about it. You've got to protect your biggest asset, and that is Patrick Mahomes. Very interesting rebuild for the Chiefs, and I think the loss to Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl really stung and pointed out, even though there were some injuries involved for the Chiefs, it really pointed out what is the need. If this is, if you can get your number one draft pick, a two-time Pro Bowler, yeah, grab him.
Yeah, 5786 on the text line. Was playing right tackle for Baltimore. Ronnie Stanley was left tackle. Orlando wanted to play left tackle. That is why the Ravens traded him.
Okay.
Sure. Whatever works for me, man. Yeah, that's big news today as far as the world of the National Football League. Speaking of the National Football League, we are going to check in one last time with Dan Shonka next Monday from Our Lad Scouting Service and talk about the NFL draft, which is less than a week away, Mark. We will have complete coverage of the National Football League draft starting at 6 o'clock next Thursday night with round number one. And then next Friday, rounds two and three will come up a week from tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock right here in KGYM. And then coverage throughout the day on Saturday, starting with round number four, going through round number seven throughout the day on Saturday of next weekend. It'll be live from Cleveland, and there will be it will not be a Zoom draft this year. If you recall that last year, Mark, it was very unusual, to say the least. Roger Goodell couldn't hug people, and Roger Goodell has been vaccinated, and he says he's ready to hug once again.
Well, isn't that special?
Hey, I am just relaying sports information for the people out there. And that's that was a big one. That was a big one right there. By the way, in case you were wondering, they with the NFL draft, they are also going to have the individuals, usually former players from each team. They will announce the second round draft choices. Roger Goodell does the first round, obviously, but the second round goes to, usually former players. Now it's going to be in Cleveland, so Myles Garrett is going to announce the Cleveland pick, and of course, he's the guy as far as one of the guys as far as Cleveland is concerned. But the NFL released all the other folks that are going to be making the calls again in the second round, unless there's a trade, and then I think they push him to the third round or whatever the case may be. But some interesting people right there. And yes, if you are wondering what is Drew Pearson, wide receiver for Button's Dallas Cowboys in there, who did not make Philadelphia folks happy a few years ago when he announced their pick by just roasting the Eagles and their fans, is going to be back this year. I don't know how much fodder he has for the Cleveland Browns, because obviously Cleveland and Dallas don't meet a whole lot, but he will be back to announce the pick once again for the Dallas Cowboys. So get ready for that next week.
Yeah, I ran through that list of 32 guys earlier today, and some stars that stood out, but others like Joe DeLamalier, I think he's announcing Buffalo's
yes.
pick. Some others that you may or may not have heard of.
Yes, and it's interesting. It's fun. It's for fun. It's for the show, and why not have a good time with it? I know Will Shields is going to be the announcer for the Chiefs' second round draft choice, the Hall of Famer and All Pro. So looking forward to that. That should be fun. But going to be a very interesting draft coming up. Going to be heavy on quarterbacks. And we'll talk to Dan Shanka coming up about that again next Monday right here on the program. 319-366-1600 coming your way here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Without Alex, I hear, is coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock a little bit later on. Another chance for you and the final chance to win tickets to opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels on May the 4th as the Colonels take on the Peoria Chiefs at 6:35. So tune in for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets for opening day, opening night, if you will, at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Chance for that coming up a little bit later on. 319-366-1600 as that is coming your way. From 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, as we mentioned. Got baseball.
Yeah, speaking of former Colonels, the Twins have brought up a couple alumni. Alex Kirilloff was in Cedar Rapids in 2018. The outfielder, he'll get his second stint. He played a couple games earlier for the Twins. He's been brought back up to the 26-man roster. And Nick Gordon, shortstop. He was here in 2015, finally has gotten to the major leagues. The Twins put Miguel Sano on the IR. He needs a lot of help with his swing, I can tell you that. I don't know what's wrong with him, but... and then Travis Blankenhorn, who had a cup of coffee and committed an awful error in the Twins' most recent game. He was shipped back out, so... I don't know if either of those guys will be in the lineup tonight, but I think it's always good to see the former local players at the major league level.
It is. It is that you had a chance to see out at the ballpark here. And I asked you earlier today your thoughts about Miguel Sano. And I know he's got a world of talent. I know he's got a world of talent, but it's just never, ever. Aside from maybe like a 7 to 10 day period where he just sets the world on fire, is it maybe time for a change of scenery for Miguel Sano and the Twins?
You know, I've said this more than once that I go through almost every year saying maybe a couple times, maybe a couple, three times that it's time for the Twins and Miguel Sano to part ways. And then the guy goes off for 7, 10, you know, 14 days and does a bunch of terrific things. But, I mean, he's hitting 111 this year. That's just not good. I mean, a couple years ago, he hit 34 home runs, but missed some games in 2020, missed some games in 2018, strikes out a ton. I get frustrated that he does not have the ability to go to the opposite field, which Nelson Cruz will do. And I'm in one of those modes right now where it's time to, at age 28, try to make a move and try to get something of value in return. Problem is this continues for Snow, his value goes down.
Yeah, that's the negative of things. And I don't know what the correct answer is. There is no correct answer. Only the Minnesota Twins know that. By the way, we've got Twins baseball, Twins and the Pirates coming up tonight, and that will be a 6:30 pregame with a 7 o'clock. I think it's 7 o'clock first pitch. Is that true? Is that right, Buttons? 6:30, 107.5 FM tonight, Twins baseball. Thank you. Appreciate that. Afternoon baseball, break up the Cubs. The Cubs have put 6 up in the first, 4 in the second. Now up 11-2 over the first-place Milwaukee Brewers. That one at Wrigley Field. The Cubs have suddenly found their hitting shoes. So good news for the folks on the north side of Chicago right there. So that's the only afternoon game going on right now in the bigs. Milwaukee has just put 2 up in the top of the sixth inning, and they are still batting against Kyle Hendricks as they play at Wrigley Field. And again, the Twins and the Pirates come up tonight for you right here on 107.5 FM. Patrick Mahomes has just tweeted out 5 happy smiley faces, Mark.
Is that all?
Well, one for each of the linemen.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah, I think Patrick is happy. He's happy out there for that. 319-366-1600. Got a few texts already coming in as far as our Friday topic is concerned, and we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit as we will we'll fly into that, if you will. We mentioned it yesterday as it came down the line and talked a little bit about the newest Iowa men's basketball player, and I know I've been practicing this all day, and I know I'm going to get it wrong. Philippe, can we just call him Philippe for now? Can we just do that, Mark? Buttons, can we do that? Thank you. All right.
Rubracha, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And but anyway, just looking at that and just taking a look at the roster for the Iowa men's basketball team and who exactly may be you're starting 5 next year. Had a good discussion about that with a couple of folks, and it all depends if Joe Wieskamp comes back. I think you put out the Joe Wieskamp lineup and the non-Joe Wieskamp lineup. It's going to be guard heavy. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Mark. Philippe comes in. I think you got to stick him in there somewhere. Keegan Murray is going to be in the starting lineup. If he's back, Joe Wieskamp is going to be in the starting lineup. And then I think you you take a look at perhaps 2 out of 4 guys, which would include Toussaint, Ulis, Perkins, and, well, Connor McCaffrey's got to be in there too. I forgot about Connor. So Connor in there, and then maybe one of the group of Toussaint, Ulis, Perkins, and probably Patrick McCaffrey.
Or maybe a shooting guard to be named later.
Could be. Could be. And, you know, for all the doom and gloom, I think, that was thrown at the Iowa men's basketball team earlier in the week and late last week, it's never as bad as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is. And it, Joe Wieskamp comes back, this is still a pretty good basketball team. Am I wrong?
I think it's maybe a 500 team in the Big Ten. We know how tough the league is. I think it's going to be a year of opportunity for those folks like Perkins and Ulis and maybe a guy like Chris Murray. Patrick McCaffrey, a chance to take another step forward on his development. We've seen what Keegan Murray can do. You would expect him to have a year that maybe he's one of the leaders of the team. Guards are going to be very important for this team. Again, we don't know about a shooting guard that may or may not come in, or two. That could change the landscape of things. But as you know, Scott, I'm not big into starting lineups. I think it who performs well in the game off the bench, who finishes the game, that's more important than anything else, because, you know, a starter might only play 18 minutes.
True. And 0835 asking any more rumblings about guard transfers. Not really anything concrete or of substance today. We'll just say that. But that could change. Like I said, this is a very volatile situation. You got to strike while the iron is hot, and Iowa and others are going to be doing that over the next week and a half or so. And Iowa, like you said, they could have a shooting guard that we don't even know about as of yet come in.
And we don't know how much Ryan Mulvey and Peyton Sanford are going to be able to contribute either. I wouldn't expect them to be in a starting role, but they come highly recommended, and we'll see about their development. I would expect them to be in the rotation of some sort, but that remains to be seen too.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. I'm going to get to our Friday topic coming up here in just a few minutes. As I've been talking NFL football, a little bit of college basketball with you as well. And this weekend is we're getting ready for the draft. Of course, next weekend, a big one with the National Football League draft coming up. You've got the Kentucky Derby. By the way, a week from today, Mark, our friend Barry Abrams joins us. Always look forward to talking with Barry. And we will talk about the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, coming up a week from tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Always enjoy talking with Barry.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun and very knowledgeable about the sport. And I've got to do some homework on the Derby. I haven't looked into it a whole lot yet, but I will before Friday, and we'll trust Barry's input as well.
Yeah, so we will do that coming up next Friday here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And yeah, you've got PGA Golf, the team event in New Orleans this weekend. Of course, Major League Baseball continuing with what they have and other things coming up this weekend. It's not a over-the-top stellar sports weekend, but, you know, it is what it is out there, I guess. You got Talladega, which is always interesting. Usually get a few storylines that you have no idea were going to develop that usually develop coming out of Talladega on the NASCAR series. Already had one as NASCAR turned down a driver, Jennifer Jo Cobb, who wanted to, who Rick Ware Racing brought in to race. They said that she could not, and that created a few waves anyway, but there'll be a few more. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you get through that without any problems, accident-wise, as far as Talladega is concerned, because it's, I know people love it, Mark, and we have this debate twice a year after Talladega, twice a year after Daytona. Drives me insane watching it. I know it's edge of your seat racing and people love it, but as someone who's around racing, it's just, it's hard to watch. Hard to watch Talladega and Daytona.
I'm on the opposite end, and maybe that's what makes me a very novice racing fan. I don't know, but I just love it when it comes down to the last 5 or 10 laps. You know there's going to be a big one, but so many people have a chance to win, and that's very unlike a lot of tracks. Richmond last week, you only had 14 drivers on the lead lap, and just reduces the number of drivers who have a chance to win. But I get your side of it, too. As far as this weekend goes, we got the final day of the Drake Relays tomorrow as well.
Yep.
A lot of Olympians are going to be competing. I know today was a college day. Yesterday was a high school day. So hopefully they can have a good final day over there in Des Moines.
Yeah, hope so. And there won't be the usual sellout as far as the final day of the Drake Relays are concerned, but still going to have attendance and people there at Drake. So that will be great to see. And yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. Should be a pretty good day as well over in Des Moines. 64, 65, right in there. So pretty much perfect track weather. Not too hot, not too cool. So hopefully some very good marks to be set over there in Des Moines. 319-366-1600. As we come your way on the Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. 3:30, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, and when we do, we'll dive into our topic of the day, which is careers that were cut short or never got going as far as athletics are concerned. If you could wave your magic wand and give them a do-over, who would be the top athletes you would love to see an injury-free career granted to? We'll talk about that when we come back. Gym Class for a Friday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Waypoint Stuff a Bus, May Baskets for the Homeless event is now virtual. And despite a whirlwind of a year, it's because of you that Waypoint can continue inspiring thousands of people to move forward in their lives. Consider making a donation. A gift of any amount can truly change a life.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Your farm is your home and your business. For nearly 100 years, Fairfax State Savings Bank has been serving families like yours in our community. Has farming changed? It sure has. And we've kept up with all of it. We understand the complexities and challenges because we talk with people who do what you do every day. At Fairfax State Savings Bank, we don't just offer agribusiness loans. We know them inside and out. Find out more at thebankhere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank. Grow with us. Member FDIC.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely gonna help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vietnam.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking, engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while offering superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. You'll spend way less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber can't wait to help you create the deck of your dreams. Stop and see them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Heading to the Solid Waste Agency on a Saturday? You need an appointment. Just make one at solidwasteagency.org. Saturday appointments help keep the lines down and traffic moving at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. So if you want to drop off recycling or garbage at the landfill or resource recycling building on a Saturday, you need an appointment. If that's not your thing, stop by during the week, because no appointment is needed Monday through Friday. Get details at solidwasteagency.org. Stay safe out there.
319-366-1600. As we're back with you, the Gym Class for Friday here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Buttons with you. Twins baseball coming up later on. Twins taking on Pittsburgh. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock is the first pitch on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. And we'll have Minnesota and Pittsburgh all throughout the weekend for you right here on the Gym OT. And we're going to get to our Friday topic. One text coming in at 319-366-1600, not dealing with our Friday topic here, Mark, is from 1553 asking, do you feel Kentucky should get in trouble? Well, Kentucky hasn't done anything yet that we know of. CJ, there's speculation CJ Frederick is going to end up in Lexington as a part of Big Blue Nation. It hasn't happened yet. There's speculation out there that Kentucky may have had ranging anywhere from just talking with perhaps family members to straight out talking with C.J. Frederick. Nothing has been proven as of yet. So I would say no. Dick Vitale came out with another live video today as far as his thoughts about schools that are talking to players, getting them into the transfer portal. We heard from you, the listeners, yesterday and the day before, talking about the fact that basically now non-Power 5 basketball is basically going to be the minor leagues for Power 5 big-time college basketball. One of those theories out there. Boy, I'm glad we got the portal, though. It's helped so much, hasn't it, Mark?
Well, it's a murky situation to me because of the release that Iowa put out when he decided to enter the portal. And it escalated, I think, when his uncle, Joe Frederick, who's played for Fran McCaffrey when Fran was, I forget where, but they have a relationship. And Frederick said that, you know, there was, Joe Frederick, that is, said there was no tampering involved. And he was on top of this from even into last season. But Joe Frederick didn't help his situation because he posted on a Kentucky fan website where they were talking about, conversing about what Kentucky needs. And Joe Frederick commented, "Help is on the way."
Yeah, and a lot of people took that. Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. In March.
Yeah, in March. 319-366-1600. And not the first one as well. We'll see. By the way, Tony Romo playing in the Corn Ferry event this week. Yay or nay on that one, Mark, taking the place of somebody on the Corn Ferry tour?
Why not? It's in Arlington. He's a popular draw for however many people they can have on the course. He eagled his first hole yesterday, but I think shot over par. He's not going to make the cut, probably. I haven't checked, but yeah, he's a local draw. Why not?
Got to get people out there, right, is the name of the game. Even in this COVID time, and see what you can do out there. But I still hate to be the guy trying to make the tour. And you can't play this week. Tony Romo's going to play. I guess that's life.
I get that too. Yeah.
I guess it's life. All right, 319-366-1600. We're going to get to our topic for this Friday, our first one of the year of 2021, of the spring and the summer, as we are going to deal on this Friday, talking about careers that were either cut short by injury, that were curtailed due to injury, that you would have loved to have seen if this particular athlete, group of athletes, whatever the case may be, could have gone through their career without any injuries. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And a lot of folks already weighing in, Mark, at this time.
Yeah, in fact, a texter weighed in yesterday at the tail end of our program when we announced the topic, and the first one out of the chute was Gale Sayers. And Gale Sayers would be at the top of my list. Of course, he had a couple knee injuries and only played 6 years in the NFL. That's a very popular one on the text line. And I've also put this up on my Facebook page and gotten a few responses as well. So we can dig into it, either the text line or Facebook or ours, however you want to go.
Yeah. Well, number one on my list, number one on, let's see, a couple of texters here. Another one that I have just received as well is, I think, a no-brainer, and that's Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Bo Jackson. How good could he have been? if he stayed injury-free. How good was he until that? Now, you could say even more. You could go beyond that saying, how good could he have been if he chose one sport, specialized in one sport, whether it be football, whether it be baseball, whatever the case may be. I guess that remains to be seen, how it all plays out. One whale, he would have been one of the best running backs of all time. Still is, I think, but I think would have been. And his baseball prowess was tremendous. I still remember the catch he made in the All-Star game and basically did the U-turn on the fence. And if you are kind of wondering what the heck am I talking about, you can find it on YouTube. You can just Google it with Bo Jackson. Still one of the most amazing things I have ever seen.
Yeah, he was one of those guys like Deion Sanders who played football and baseball, and Bo Jackson, I mean, making the All-Star game in baseball and doing what he did in just maybe 3-4 years in the NFL before that hip injury. He parlayed that into a fairly lucrative advertising career as well. So, Bo Jackson has been mentioned by many. Matt Kay on my Facebook page mentioned him earlier. Actually said he's the only answer.
Came up with his own ad campaign, of course, for Nike. Bo knows. One of the greatest of all time, Bo Jackson out there. And, of course, it's like so many things. You take a look at that play again where he was injured along the sideline running the ball. This is a 2 or 3 yard gain for the Oakland Raiders or L.A. Raiders. I don't know. I think they were L.A. back then. I don't know. Raiders. They weren't the Las Vegas Raiders. I know that. And just one of those things just happened to get hit in the bad spot and never the same again. Too bad. Too bad. We missed out on a great career right there. 319-366-1600. Here's an interesting take from 5823 about Drew Bledsoe, because if he did not get hurt, we would have never heard of Tom Brady.
Well, at least maybe not in New England, but I hadn't thought about Drew Bledsoe, and that definitely paved the way to Tom Brady's continuing career after, 30 seasons? I don't know. But, I hadn't thought about that. Thank you for that submission.
That is a very interesting one. Several of these, and obviously due to the fact that it is local, 7176 among others, the great Iowa Hawkeye, Ronnie Lester. What could have been for an NBA career as far as Ronnie was concerned?
Yeah, and the tail end of his Iowa career when he blew out his knee in the Louisville game in the NCAA tournament. Many people think Iowa might have been able to go on and beat Darryl Griffith in Louisville that year had Ronnie not been hurt. And, it's been mentioned by multiple texters, Eugene on my Facebook page and others, and quite obvious in these parts.
You know, you still remember the name of the Louisville player, right? Roger Brigman. A lot of people still very angry about Denny Crum's Louisville Cardinals in that day at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. 319-366-1600, 86-96, sticking with Iowa basketball. Jess Settles. He went and had 6 years in Iowa City.
That's true, but he battled through some injuries. There's no question about that. And he still had a pretty solid career, did he not?
Yeah.
Injuries.
And, again, great college basketball player. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't know if what he would have done in the pros. Didn't have the opportunity, really, to showcase what he could have done. And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of thinking. But he never had really the opportunity to do so. But just a very, very good college player, certainly, Jess settles. 0056, Sean Livingston, another basketballer out there. So got a lot of basketball folks, including Grant Hill. That coming in from 0657 up at the 563 area code.
Yeah, multiple folks offering this one out on my Facebook page and on the text line. And I know he's on your list, Scott, is Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a guy, super talented, still one of the all-time great players, but he missed over 500 games in his career due to injury. We may not even been hearing about Barry Bonds and all that had Griffey had an injury-free career. Just a wonderful player.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. 0623 with Griffey in there, among others, and Tiger Woods.
Of course.
How good could he have been?
How many majors would he have won?
It's unanswerable, right?
Well, yeah. Much like most of these people, we don't know how good they might have been. We can only suppose. But and frankly, almost every athlete goes through some sort of injury. I think we're talking about the ones who that maybe not have been catastrophic, but really stem the career of a particular athlete. You know, one of the texters throwing out Jeff Grayer addition to Ronnie Lester, who was hampered by some knee injuries as well.
Jeff Grayer, I still believe, one of the greatest Iowa State basketball players of all time. I still think he's in the top three without any question out there. You talk about silky smooth, and that was Jeff Grayer. Just a delight to watch. Just a really terrific, terrific basketball player. And yes, 58-23, we always think about Chris Street when we have something like this. 40-77, another basketballer from the Big Ten, Phil Hubbard from Michigan back in the day. He played for Orr, I believe.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. Go to football with 81-44, Jerry Moses. Keeping the Eastern Iowa tie right there going as well. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Friday edition of the Gym Class with our Friday topic, talking about careers that were interrupted or ended early due to injury. Who would you like to have seen be injury-free out there?
Yeah, in the ultimate injury in Chris Street's situation. I think in that category, you throw in Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Roberto Clemente, who perished in a plane accident on New Year's Eve back in when still one of my all-time favorite players. Yeah, that's a different category of injury, but and very fateful, obviously. But 0206 on the text line mentioning Andrew Luck. Yes. And 5731, I don't know if this guy was hurt or just retired early, but what about Sandy Koufax? Koufax had arthritis problems and forced him to retire maybe earlier than what I think in his early 30s, barely 30. And another thing about Koufax is he never pitched on Sundays because of his religion.
Right.
And maybe he had, well, it's not injury related by any means, but maybe missed a few starts because of that as well.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Brian, enjoying things at Wrigley, I'm sure, this afternoon, says Kerry Wood. Boy, he started off just amazingly as far as his pitching prowess is concerned. Same thing with Mark Pryor. From 0497, and another one talking about Mark Pryor in there as well. 5716 with a local tie-in here, Mark, because this particular pitcher had his own caddy, if you will. He had his own catcher, and that was local guy Bruce Kim, our friend. And that would be Mark the Bird Fitterich, who came on, what, 76, I believe it was, with the Detroit Tigers. Set the world of baseball afire with talking to the ball, doing all the things that he did, and had one magical year, and then just could not stay healthy.
Yeah, I ran into rotator cuff problems, and 76 was a magical year, not only for Fitterich, but for Bruce Kim, who caught all of his starts. And I know that was really fun for Bruce, and Kim played for other teams, the Cubs, maybe the White Sox as well. I can't remember, but ended up managing the Cubs for 40-some games. But, yeah, Fitterich seemed to be on a very high trajectory until he ran into those shoulder problems and never was quite the same.
Yeah. Our friend Gary from up in the Tri-City area sending us Mickey Mantle. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. 319-366-1600 and friend Corey saying the great, late, great Brian Clausen. We lost him way too early out there as well. 319-366-1600, 6868. Quarterback Joe Theismann of the Washington Redskins. You know, if you were around then, Mark, where you were on that fateful Monday night football game between the Redskins and the Giants when Joe Theismann suffered that just the worst on-screen injury, I think, ever.
Yep, I turned away. I don't know about you. You know, that was horrific. And I don't know at what point in his career Joe was at the time. He did return, did he not?
Tried to, yeah.
Yeah, tried to anyway, but that was very debilitating for sure. A couple NBA players, 71-48, mentioning Greg Oden and Sam Bowie.
Sam Bowie of Kentucky, Greg Oden of Ohio State. Oden just never had an opportunity. Greg Oden was like a 45 to 50-year-old guy playing in an 18-year-old's body when he was at Ohio State for that short time. And just could not stay away from injuries and finally had to give up basketball. 34-39 with Trey Jackson in there as well. Golfer Smiley Kaufman. Yeah, he was off to a great start as far as his career is concerned. A lot of folks letting us know about basketball players we have lost. Hank Gathers, Len Bias, Ben Wilson, of course, Chicagoland product. In the day. Here's one. I wrote this one down. 1722 and I, Mark, together on this one. The world's tallest deadhead, of course, Bill Walton. A lot of people, of course, follow Bill for his prowess as far as ESPN is concerned on basketball broadcast. But Bill Walton was a tremendous basketball player. Tremendous basketball player at UCLA and into the pros, just could not stay healthy as well.
No question about it. Like you said, just couldn't stay healthy. And that's what this topic is all about. Folks that you wish it had an injury-free career. And there's so many offerings been out there on the text line and my Facebook page. Our friend Eugene mentioned Ricky Stanzi. And I kind of, I know he had that knee injury his junior year. Was it at Ohio State that James Vandenberg had to come in?
Yes, I was at Ohio State.
Ended up to be an overtime game. Stanzi came back and played in the bowl game that year and then had another season after that. But he did miss some time.
No doubt. 24-26, RG3, Robert Griffin III, the quarterback out of Baylor. Going to the National Football League and had one magical season, led the Redskins, now Washington Football Club, to the playoffs that particular year. 319-366-1600. Yeah, yes, 1722. We are thinking alike. We are on the same wavelength so far. out there. Yes, appreciate it. A lot of good thoughts on the text line, Mark, as we get toward the back half of the program here.
Yeah, 7148 mentioning the ultimate injury to an athlete, and that was to Payne Stewart, who died in that plane crash. And 7769, you got to be of a little older to remember this guy, but James Speed, who went blind after oral surgery at the University of Iowa.
Mm.
Yeah.
319-366-1600, 354. And, we do have a lot of Bo Jackson references in here. I think it was Northwestern with Stanzi.
Thank you for that.
Would go down with 68-82. Thank you. All right, quick break. Come back. We'll wrap things up, get a few more in here as far as our Friday topic is concerned, and get you ready for the weekend. We'll do it after this here on KGYM.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Fill and seal cracks in your sidewalks and driveways with a Kona commercial-grade concrete repair. It's durable, remains flexible, and is ready to use immediately. Get a 10-ounce tube for just $1.98 after 11% rebate. Save with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through Saturday, April 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Joe Mauer, Mark. Joe Mauer coming in there, 8704.
Right.
You agree?
Still had a pretty solid career, but yeah. He's, like I said, every athlete had an injury or two along the way, and Joe was in that category. In fact, rehabbed here in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Speaking of that, Todd, we'll have coming up during his program, chance to win Colonels opening day tickets as the Colonels take on Peoria on May the 4th, coming up next week, and have those ready for you to win between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. I think Bo Jackson's a big winner today, Mark, though, with our listeners.
I think Bo Jackson, Ronnie Lester, Ken Griffey Jr., they're certainly the leaders, and still Gale Sayers in my mind. Man, I would like to see what he did in 12 years.
Oh, man, the Kansas Comet was terrific. Just watching him as far as the films are concerned, just amazing. And, yeah, I'll even throw out, in the obvious category with we lost very early, one-year player Joe Delaney with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Was an all-pro his rookie year. And then drowned trying to save youths in his hometown. So would have loved to have seen what Joe could have done throughout his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have to wait and see. Again, that's the big story right now. Orlando Brown traded to the Chiefs from the Baltimore Ravens for numerous draft choices. Chiefs have their new left tackle to protect Patrick Mahomes. And more on that and other topics of sports coming up with Todd during the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Not with Alex today. From 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, Twins baseball at 6:30, and then baseball throughout the weekend right here on KGYM. And have a good weekend, Mark, and we will talk to Dan Shanka about the draft coming up on Monday.
Sounds good, and thanks, everyone, for your interaction on our topic. It's always fun on Fridays, and we'll try to come up with good ones in the ensuing weeks.
We will. And if you have a topic idea, let us know. Just send us a text or send us a tweet or just get a hold of Buttons. He's the guy. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday at 3 here on KGYM.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can